7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Huh. Is this gonna fly? Maybe. What are you looking at, squirrely? I see squirrels. Okay, let's go. The current time is 1930 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Wind Committee. Yes, hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And it was relatively still at my house with just the occasional gusts. So I thought, yeah, let's go outside. I want to go down to the creek. And I was trying to tell myself, I want to go down to the creek because I want to find owls. But don't I really just want to find some golf balls? Hey, what's that down there? Oh, nothing. It's just a rag on a tree or something blowing around. Because, you know, it is Saturday. And Saturday is a very popular day for playing golf. And since the golf course just opened, I thought, hey, maybe everybody's going to celebrate and the beginning of golf season and go out and golf today or this morning because it's a nice day. It's breezy. It's breezy. But it's sunny and it's fairly warm. It's about 17 degrees right now. Oh, it's even windy down here. I've made it down into the valley. I was hoping we'd be protected by the wind. The first thing I do is I look up into the trees. They're swaying in the wind. They're being blown around. I'm looking for any type of owl dude. But I'm not immediately seeing them. But they're hard to spot right off the bat unless they're right in your face. So let's check the creek for golf balls. Now, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is, well, the bad news is that I slept poorly. I won't go into it in detail. But the good news is, staying up so late, I had some ideas. And I do see a couple of golf balls, but they are white. And then there's that yellow one that we left behind yesterday. Do we want to go down and try to... Okay, hold on. Let's go upstream first. Let's take a good look. The water's kind of muddy, so I can't see if there's any golf balls in the water over there. There's one in the roots. Are there any on the opposite bank? Oh, I see color up in the ravine, but it looks like an orange Gatorade cap or something. Okay. So what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the bad news is that I didn't sleep very well. The good news is that I had lots of time to think. And I thought up all kinds of interesting ideas for synth. Which then reminds me of the other little problem I have. Wow, the wind is really blowing. Is that another golf ball right over there? Yes, it is. Another white golf ball, but it's got... Oh, it's just a Nike logo ball. I think we'll leave it there. Oh boy, we got wind. We've got wind down in the valley. Oh, there's wood ducks right there. Wood ducks about 20 meters ahead of me. They said, uh-oh, somebody's coming, and they're walking upstream. Okay, let's follow them. I'm gonna duck down. You can't see me. Yes, ducking is a good strategy against ducks. They're walking upstream and we got big wind. I'm gonna try to hide by this tree. The wind is really coming up now, kids. Even the ducks turned around. Why did the ducks turn around? And now they're coming back towards me. What did they see up there that bothered them so much? I can hear people on the golf course. And I don't know if I want to go any further upstream or not. I was thinking about going downstream. I'm thinking about all the golf balls that have probably been lost. Okay, now the ducks are continuing to go upstream. They're just taking their time walking. They're not flying or anything. Well, I got wind blowing onto my back, something fierce. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Man, my hands are weird today. But, okay. I'm gonna stay in the lure of this tree. I am lured of a very large cottonwood tree. And there's lots of wind. The wind is being very windy. Anyway, one of the things I've been thinking about is my new drum module. And you can put wavetables and stuff on it. Customize stuff. And I've been trying to figure out how to do that. And of course, this is a problem with my computer. So I got to figure out all these tricks and all these little workarounds. But that's not exactly what I was thinking about last night. Oh, I'm marooned by the wind right now. I'm standing in this windward island. I'm standing in the lee of this tree. And I had some synthesizer ideas last night that were... What the hell was that? A crow. One of the ideas I had... Okay, we're done. You know, one of my voices in my drum module isn't being used because I don't have any more triggers. But then I remembered, hey, we got gates. We still got some gates from the performance sequencer. I wonder if we can, you know, do something fun with that. Okay, the wind died down. I'm turning around and I'm going back the way I came. I can see another yellow golf ball in the water over there. That's an unusual color of yellow. Oh, do we need to go down to the other zone? The other golf ball zone? Let's check the jumping off point. Because we could go overland, or we could go up the middle of the creek. Let's check the conditions of the creek. Oh, yeah, well, we got water. We got little birds flying around. But is there a path? Oh, kinda. How far do I have to go? About that far. How do we get back, though? We gotta come back the same way we came. Well, I'm of two minds. One mind says do it, one mind says don't do it. If I do it, will it be worth it? Will there be golf balls at the end of the rainbow? The other option here is we can take the overland route. Maybe that's the smartest thing to do. Is today about being smart? Yeah, kind of, I think. I gotta know. We gotta go down there. We gotta go into the hole one. golf ball losing zone. Check for some golf ball loss. So I'm climbing out of the creek here. Oh, it's a little bit windier up here. And now we gotta walk around the foresty bits. Go down the sidewalk. There are some construction vehicles in the parking lot of the golf course. They are, of course, reconstructing the clubhouse that got hit by the truck somehow. Still don't know the full story. But yeah, there are golfers on the golf course. There are cars in the parking lot. My imagination runs wild as we walk past and I look down in there into that one really sweet spot for lost golf balls. And I thought I saw something. I thought I saw blue, I thought I saw yellow. But now we've come to the little spot where we can turn into the creek zone. Back amongst the trees and the leaves and the sticks that are trying to jump up and kill me. Yeah, well, there's a white ball right up here. There's a lot of people golfing. There's a lot of people on the golf course today. And now I gotta make it down this treacherous slope. Leaf covered, at least it's dry. Something just flew over. Is that a green or is that a yellow down there? What's that? That's a... Is that a golf ball? Is that a ping pong ball? Ugh. Okay, down here we're not as well protected by the wind. Alright, so down here in the literal bottleneck... Whoa. Okay, had to kill the gain there. The wind is so bad. There's a ball pit ball. There's a yellow plastic golf ball. There's a white ball. And this is all in the bottleneck. And I call this the bottleneck because this is where all the logs and stuff have jammed up against the culvert. And now there's just a billion plastic bottles. Alright, there's something in the mud that I'm not going to be able to reach. It's, is it a green or is it a yellow? I can't tell because the sun is very bright. It's half covered in mud. If I had a long enough stick, I might be able to get that, but we're going to need a damn long stick. Damn long, he says. Alright, so I'm kind of working my way downstream. I'm not immediately finding anything in the way of interesting golf balls. Let me check the hollow tree here to see if there's any golf balls in it left over from last year. Yes, there's at least three in there. Alright, we got wind. Oh no, this is interesting. Yeah, ever since we lost the land bridge last year, you know, it's sort of impossible to cross over to this side of the creek. But now there's some more logs down. If I walk down that log, see, then I can hop over onto that log, then I can walk up that log and maybe get up on the bank there. Because now... There's a big log jam down here too now. Wow. Can I get over there somehow? I want to get over into the sweet spot. Into the good zone. I think I see a white golf ball. Maybe not. Okay, if I hop onto this log, walk down to that log, can I jump onto there? No, there's no way to get up onto the bank right there. Okay, what about these logs down here? God, there's just tons of trash. All the trash just washes and collects right here. I gotta think. Can I go from this log onto that log? No, there's no... Well, I might be able to do it if I had two hands, but since I have to carry all this stuff... I'm looking at the promised land. Sticks and branches are falling behind me. I can't see any golf balls from where I stand. But, boy, I am feeling contemplative. Because I'm contemplating wind. I'm contemplating wind. And trying to figure out how I can get over there. How do I cross the creek? Well, to be honest, I just don't think that's going to happen. Not today. Okay, well, so... Oh. I don't feel like dealing with wind anymore. So we're going to deal with synth. And what you're hearing in the background here is, of course, what we've got going on with the drum module. We got the... What the hell is that sound? Okay, so we're just going to ignore that. And the thing that's a pain in the ass about this is that this cowbell, not that cowbell, that cowbell, we're going to turn that off just because it's a little bit too peaky for me. And what we're going to do is we're going to go into the fourth, which is actually the first, though, unused synth in the drum module. And so, how are we going to trigger this? Well, we're not going to use the weird triggers that are coming out of the envelope generator. We're going to see what happens if we use straight-up gates. So I'm going to take gates out of the performance sequencer. And we're going to plug that into this last synth, drum synth. And since it's 16ths, yeah, I'm going to kill this. And let's be very careful. And there it is. Bring it back up here. So gates work pretty good, and in this case, we've got ourselves some 16th note kick drums that just sound very clicky until we start turning this knob very carefully. Clicky click. Open that decay up. Yeah, hi Diggins. Yeah, you're a good baby. Okay, so great. Right? But what to do with it? What in the hell do we do with it? Well, of course we can change the sound, but that's not the real problem here. The real problem here is the last thing we need is 16th note gates. And You know, I think we could do this. No, that did nothing. I thought that killed Gates. I thought that turned off the gates. No, okay. So how are we going to get some gate variations? What's this cat doing? Hi, Dingins. You're a good gazooker. The cat's romping around here. Doing kitty stuff. Okay, let's think. We can add the snare back in, that's not so cool. Okay, let's do something like this. I push this button, and what happens if I start turning this knob? Ooh, we get more noises. Okay, interesting. Super saw. Okay, we got something that I like better than the snares. It's not too bad. Open that decay up a little bit. Harsh. Let's unharsh it. Let's get it into right about there. Okay. Well, that's not a hell of a lot different than what it was. Let's take it up in pitch. Okay. But how does it sound with everything else? Well, we could try to put some stuff in. There's a kick drum. It's not super exciting. Huh. Well, this is an interesting turn of events. Wait, how did I get into this mode? I want to go back to normal, please. Oh, there we go. I have plugged LFO into this, but this is not doing anything, which means the CV isn't being assigned to something. So, oh, where's the manual? Oh, it's over there. What I was thinking is, oh, we'll just sort of sweep that and see what happens. Well, nothing happens. And that's fine. Okay, what else you got? Running out of time. This is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Anyway, so yeah, fun stuff is going down in Symphtown, but I gotta roll out of here. I gotta look up some stuff in a manual I'm gonna have to read, and I'm gonna learn some wacky stuff, and we'll apply wackiness to Synth tomorrow.